Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, an ED song, Josh Took Viagra, Helter Skelter, and a singing windbag. It's all right after this.
Gilbert, I saw you at a little club in New York in the mid-70s.
Well, the big clubs won't have me.
And then you popped up on Saturday Night Live for a much maligned year, I thought.
It was a much maligned year.
I thought you were great on that show.
Why?
Do you, whatever, Denny Dillon I saw, of course, on HBO, on Dream On. Whatever happened to Charles Rocket?
He actually still works. Believe it or not, they'll work. What I'm trying to find out is, where is Joe Piscopo? If he's out there, please call me. Joe, call me. Don't be ashamed. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Except
it's like
this.
When Joe Piscopo calls up, Dana Plato hangs up. Like they go, Dana, Joe Piscopo's on the phone. I'm not here. Tell him I'm not here.
Tell him I'm at the video store.
I'm robbing Sister Act 2. Do you have any tapes I could rob here? Do you have the latest Wayne's World? I'd like to rob that. And I'd like to rob anything by Sally Field.
Gilbert Gottfried is our guest.
You had to say that because people wouldn't know.
Yeah, that's right. They don't recognize your voice.
They'd be listening and go, oh, my God, David Niven's on the show.
I thought he was dead.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
God. Hey, Gilbert, I know you had a bad experience with the Emmys.
I guess it's only about 7 years ago, but still, you get news a little late where you are.
I know. I was just going to ask you. I know they're still looking for someone to host the Oscars. They considered.
Yes, I'm going to host the Oscars.
Oh,
you know, I got into trouble with the Emmys because I did a bit about masturbation.
Right.
Now every award show is doing a John Wayne Bobbitt joke. So you can do jokes about penises as long as they're not attached to the body. As long as if they're attached, then it's dirty.
Oh, catch my breath here.
Okay. Gilbert, enjoyed your work in Aladdin, certainly. Now, you're doing the cartoon series now?
Yes, there's going to be a cartoon series, and there's going to be one direct-to-video, hour-long Aladdin.
Oh, really?
Direct-to-video called Return of Jafar in April.
Wow. With the original cast?
Yes, with all the... Well, Robin Williams won't be there.
Ah, okay.
But other than that, it's all the guy who plays the tiger will be the same guy. Yeah. Robin Williams won't be there, but one guy who said, hey, come back with that fig nut. That guy, it'll be the same guy.
When you did those voices, was it just you in the room, or was there actually dialogue? You do it all solo?
Actually, most of it I did by myself because I have a habit of spitting. So for a while, I tried covering the rest of the cast with plastic, but it just was too much.
They thought they were at a Gallagher show.
No, it wasn't that bad.
Now, is this Gallagher 1 or 2? I got to keep track of that. Gallagher 1 wasn't bad enough.
Do you have a brother you're going to send out on the road?
Yes, it's like a Gallagher 2 we need. It's like the sequel to Gallagher.
Gottfried 2.
Yes, it should be now. There's going to be Gallagher the next day.
Jeez.
Last Temptation of Gallagher.
So, Gilbert, can you tell us anything about this Wings? Should we watch it?
No, you shouldn't. No, I'm just making this call for no reason whatsoever. It's going to be on this Thursday on NBC. It's a big, big lineup. Me, Seinfeld, Reiser, it's just Jews. It's an evening. There are more Jews on NBC this Thursday than on Schindler's List. It's just an amazing thing. Liam Neeson would be proud.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And Mr. Godwin, have you decided another song you're going to do for us this morning? You had
a little... the listener has written in.
Oh, really?
An idea.
Oh, yeah? Terrific.
Whip something out.
Is this news related?
God. You are a mess.
Is this news related?
News related. No, it's something that you talk about every day in your commercials, the Roman thing.
It's a song request?
Yeah, it's like they gave me an idea for a song.
The wiener.
So what are you going to do? Just sit there and talk
about
it?
About erectile dysfunction, pharmaceutical related?
Let me get to it.
Yeah, please.
You've already written it?
Of all the times you're sitting there with the guitar and pair of glasses on your head.
This guy says, why don't you write something about ED medication when you take it, when you think the date's going to be fantastic and it's not.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that's very good. That's better than anything you ever come up with.
Can't believe I wasted a Cialis on you. Now I'm out $30 and my balls are blue. I'll be up all night and tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
Can't believe I wasted a Cialis on you.
Everybody.
Can't believe I wasted a Cialis on you. It's not bad, right?
That isn't bad.
That is good.
It's great.
Well, that's something I've never thought about.
Yeah, we got to work on that. We'll get that.
It's a good concept, but
get some base on that.
Can't when do you I think
wasted
that you
a
should
Cialis on you?
Take it. I mean, is there
they're
a
all
protocol
different, right?
Or the Cialis?
This is sort of the male version of "I shaved my legs for this."
That's exactly
yeah,
right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Isn't there a? Yeah. They differ though. One of them
Cialis is the weekend one, right?
It was called the French Weekend.
Isn't there a daily one you can take?
I don't know.
There is a daily Cialis.
Viagra is the one that you take 30 minutes before, right?
Yeah, that's like rocket fuel, apparently.
Oh.
But that's when you got to time out just right?
Apparently. I don't know.
Well, I mean, that'd be weird. Hey, I'm sorry.
Can we wrap it up here?
We're going to have dessert. I took this thing 30 minutes ago. I can't get up from the table.
No, it's a Tennessee football fan. All right, 6 to 8 hours. Yeah. Plan on that to tailgate.
I have taken a Viagra.
And?
And it was right. I took it, I think, half hour or an hour before.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to be.
Before what? Your power came back on and you were able to get back online?
I can't believe I wasted a Viagra tonight. The power went out. I can't watch video. Looking through old yearbooks.
I'm sorry.
So it was 30 minutes to an hour.
I think so, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I took it the once. Man, it was. I was nervous about my date that night, and I knew something was going to happen. And I was like, I don't want to be this nervous and not be able to. So I borrowed my buddy, who's 20 years older. I said, "Hey, can I borrow one?"
You don't borrow it. You just
I took it. And there were issues there.
I borrowed one.
There were issues there because
I just want to suck on it for a second.
His wife counts them.
Oh,
so that. So I had to
wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's when I found
wait
out.
Wait a minute.
That sounds like a warm and loving relationship.
That's another song. My wife counts my Viagra.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's
talk about trust issues.
Yeah, there was some. And
probably needed them, huh?
He messed up. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
So,
what your experience with it was a post-positive?
Yeah, everything, it worked as it should have, I think. I think, and it ended up being, I would have been okay without it.
Right.
But it certainly was, it seemed effective. I didn't know this. My head, it felt like it, my...
Give you a headache?
Yes, yeah.
Well, all the blood rushes to your head.
Both of them, I
all
guess.
The heads.
Yeah.
All the heads,
yeah. I didn't know.
Okay, so that's, you want to play the song again? I put a little cap on this whole segment.
Gosh.
Can't believe I wasted a Cialis on you. Now I'm out $30 and my balls all blue.
So blue.
I'll be up all night and tomorrow too. I
can't believe I wasted a Cialis on you. Oh, I can't believe I wasted a Cialis on you.
You should have told me earlier you were into poo.
Wow.
Is that our theme today?
That's
that ties in, doesn't it?
God. It does.
It sure does.
Wow.
I didn't do that.
That's a new talk. Josh, the worst small talk in the history of the world. Featuring Pat Godwin.
Boy, that's a great topic.
Oh,
what's the stupidest thing you ever said in conversation?
On a date?
Oh, boy.
Man.
Wow, we could go all go on.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I don't remember the bad stuff.
What?
I don't remember.
Do you remember some of the bad stuff that was said to you?
Or a bad date?
Cheesy lines, awful.
What's your worst date of all time?
You don't remember the bad stuff.
I remember the worst date of all time.
Yeah.
Said like someone who doesn't remember.
She's
anything.
Smiling like a
no,
Cheshire
it
cat.
Was a bad date.
Oh, what happened?
Boy. Yeah, you...
Well, I mean, it wasn't necessarily that the person was just not a person that I really wanted to
Did
spend
you get
any
something
time.
In your hair or something?
No, God, no. No,
they have
no
all their
never
teeth.
Got that far.
Oh,
no, I never passed dinner.
I
was trying to get out of dinner, trying to think of a way. This was, you know,
pre-cell phone?
Yeah, and I was like, how do I get out of this? And
you didn't feign illness? Or?
No, thank God I met the person there.
Ah.
That's
key. Were they just hideous?
Yeah, it was just
Tom has the best. You have the best story on that about wanting to leave a date.
Well, the
it was a double date.
Yes, my friend Eddie. Oh, God. I am not Eddie.
Not that Eddie.
Engineer, I apologize. But that was his real name. He, I met this woman and she just wanted to know if she could bring a friend along. So we went out to dinner, sat down, and Eddie was about 5 minutes into it. Eddie got up and went to the bathroom.
And this woman that she brought, was she?
Very nice.
Very nice
Extremely
lady.
Extremely attractive.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Pretty and nice.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So what happened?
Half an hour later, no Eddie.
Oh.
Half hour.
He went out. He left.
Yeah.
We went to go to the bathroom. And this pre-cell phone. And finally, I looked all over the restaurant and... No Eddie.
Oh, God.
Went to a pay phone and called his house, and he answered the phone.
Wow. Hey, why did he bail?
Hey, what's going on?
Last time I ever saw him.
Why did he bail?
Don't know.
He never had an. He did never reason.
I never got an explanation. I haven't spoken to him since. That was many, many years ago.
Huh. Did you just apologize to his date?
No, but
was she crying?
Everything went to hell. I mean,
sure.
You hey, didn't listen, get laid. You know, she's crying. Yeah.
We ditch Judy.
we left Judy in a ditch.
Well, Judy,
I don't know.
Looks like Eddie left.
sorry, you're going to have to get a cab.
I want to follow suit.
you want to.
There's decks. There are decks all over town.
I'm not buying your dinner. I can tell you that.
Last time I saw Eddie, he tracked me down like 10 years later. He found out what I did and tracked me down to the radio station.
And then paid you the money they owed you for dinner?
No, it wasn't the money. It was total destruction of the evening.
Still didn't have an explanation?
No.
That's funny.
I never spoke to him again.
Wow.
After that, thank you very much. Well, where were we? Oh, we have the exploding beers. What's that all about?
Wisconsin Brewery is recalling one of its beers over concerns it may explode. Lakefront Brewery warned in a Facebook post that the wild yeast from cherries used to brew a beer called My Turn Junk may continue to ferment in the bottles, making them at risk for explosion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
While they said the beer is safe to drink, the brewery suggested consumers refrigerate the beers or, quote-unquote, carefully dispose of them. Refunds will be given to customers who choose to throw away their beers.
Huh.
So the beer's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that the process of opening them is a little sketchy.
Yeah. Might blow up in your face a little bit.
Well, the Molotov cocktail of beers. I imagine there's probably someone that would love to have you bring their beer over. Shake them up real good there, Jerry.
Oh.
You ever had a can explode in your face?
Pat. Yeah, Pat. You haven't, I know.
Ask this woman that.
Hey, he's like, I can't explode it.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry. Back to you, Chris.
A bishop in the UK delivered a sermon from the controversial Helter Skelter inside Norwich Cathedral.
Now, we got to explain this again. I didn't know this until last week. Helter Skelter, I always thought, of course, of the Beatles song.
Sure.
But that Beatles song is about a
slide.
Object, an object called a Helter Skelter, which is, in fact, a slide.
Yes. Which is now inside this cathedral.
Which some people think is sort of
sacrilegious.
Okay. Do you want to hear a little bit of Helter Skelter?
Sure.
This is the famous version. But it's actually about a slide.
I always thought it was about the Manson family.
Yeah, well, so did I. But it's a playground. I mean, Manson got it from the song.
Right.
Right.
And it's about a playground piece of apparatus. Have you ever heard this version of the song?
Oh, yeah. When I get to Rob Zombie, Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, that's rough.
Well, that song sort of lends itself to that kind of...
How about this one? Do you know who this is?
The CD stuck?
I agree.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like there.
Who is it?
Well, let him play.
Night Ranger?
Yep.
Motley.
Yeah, Motley Crue.
Oh.
Yikes.
It's very tough to cover the Beatles.
Everyone who ever bought a Motley Crue anything should be ashamed of themselves.
Girls, girls,
including
girls.
You. Some great stuff. What are you talking about?
Like,
Home Sweet Home? I like that.
Oh, yeah. Home Sweet
Looks
Home.
Looks a Kill.
Oh, yeah, all great songs.
Right. So they have some fun stuff.
No, being sarcastic. Okay.
Girls.
Sort of fun. Where would Stripper Strip do if we didn't have girls?
I was just listening to that last night.
Were you?
Yeah, in the bizarro world. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Back to you, Christy.
The bishop, from his perch halfway up the giant illuminated slide, Right Reverend Jonathan Myrick, the Bishop of Lyon.
Didn't the Manson family write Helter Skelter on the wall?
Yes.
So that happened first.
Of course,
The song was first.
The song was first. They based it on the song. But the song, I didn't know this, a Helter Skelter, once again, is a playground apparatus in the UK.
Right, but it's also meant chaos.
Yeah, initially.
It's like willy-nilly.
It was a term first.
Which I think is probably, the ride probably got it from that word.
Yeah,
I bet the ride got it from willy-nilly, yeah.
But so this church put one inside the church, which some people think is...
I believe William Nilly was a quite erratic gentleman in England. They wouldn't let him, use Helter.
If you want the kids to go to church, babe, you know, why not? Hey, there's a nice slide there.
Well, there are plenty of churches now that have playgrounds outside of the actual...
For the kids while the parents are inside.
Have you seen a picture of this? This is inside the building.
It's right there,
It's right next to the baptism dunk tank. Where the
it's a baptismal font.
It's a what?
Baptismal font.
Oh, boy, I didn't hear that right.
Don't of you use that? I like baptismal font over Helvetica, I'll be honest.
Do you? It's a better looking font. Mm-hmm. Right Reverend Jonathan Myrick, the Bishop of Lynn, said, quote, God is a tourist attraction, and added, God wants to be attractive to us, for us to enjoy ourselves, each other, and the world around us, and this glorious Helter Skelter is about just that. And afterwards, he slid down the rest of the slide, or the Helter Skelter.
About making money.
This is fun.
So he made wait a minute, so he slid down the slide?
Yeah.
So he made an exodus?
Boy, that got more than baptismal font.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know.
It's from the guy who said it. Laughing. Don't feel bad.
Oh, yeah. I didn't take that into account.
Yeah.
Hey, look, there are footprints. There are footprints in the sandbox.
Why don't they call it tub?
now footprints in the sandbox tub? Is a really obscure reference. And you're welcome. Yeah. There's only two.
There are two footprints. Okay. That's when I was carrying it. Okay. No, that's when you deserted me. sorry.
We have a windbag here. We were trying to fix the line in the song.
Right.
Had to rhyme with Betty Page. Had to rhyme with Half Your Age.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple good ones. We apparently have a windbag on this topic.
Why you gotta be such a windbag?
Hey, Bob and Tom, you guys rock. Hey, I really love Pat Gottman and his music. I was thinking maybe I had a date with a gorgeous girl. She was a half as old as me. I was hoping when we made love, she'd have pubes that were long and odor free. I don't know if that's funnier.
That's funnier than anything you've ever done.
Now you gotta be such a windbag.
Well, well.
Okay. I mean, it works.
Well, the next show Pat Godwin does, I insist the audience chants Godman.
Yes. Godman.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.